why are you the person who your kids rely on for stuff? Why are you the person who your spouse relies on for stuff? Why are you the person who your job goes to get important projects done? Why are you the person that your friends rely on you for help or support in some way? Think about that. You're that person. That means you are an incredibly important person in this whole web of responsibility. You're essentially the one holding it all together.
You're listening to episode 180 of the Building Psychological Strength podcast, where we uncover the information, tools, and techniques to turn our mind into our most valuable asset.
The courage to face fears with persistence.
Being able to be present enough in this moment to choose my response thoughtfully.
We have the strength to bend to life stressors, to bend to adversity without snapping, without breaking.
There are only six things that contribute to our quality of life, and they are all experiences.
In every moment, we are deciding who we want to be and how we want to live our lives.
Noticing what your brain is doing and then being able to make choices.
Mobilize the things that we know lift us up.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Building Psychological Strength podcast. My name is April and I'm your host. And I'm really excited about the month that we have coming up with the podcast because we're taking a moment this month to spend some time on the coming episodes to really dive deep into a set of topics that we know are really critically important for you. We know this because we've heard this from a number of people. We did a ton of workshops throughout the COVID quarantine period. We heard it over and over during those workshops, and we just wanted to spend some time diving into, as I mentioned, a handful of topics that are really core to keep in mind as you are building psychological strength. And as part of that, I'm really excited because I am not alone on this episode. I'm welcoming Ashley Smith. She is my partner in Peak Mind, licensed clinical psychologist. Hello, I'll let you introduce yourself just a bit, just to reacquaint yourself with this audience, and then we'll dive into this week's topic.
Thanks, April. I'm super excited to be joining you on the podcast. I love to talk about this stuff. So I am the co-founder at Peak Mind. I specialize in the treatment of anxiety and related conditions. So that means my day job is helping people deal with worries and stress and overwhelm and people pleasing and fear of judgment and all of the things, and to do that in a very skillful and effective way. And I'm excited to be talking about the topics that we have lined up. So how about we just jump right in?
I love it. So this week's topic is one that gets a lot of play on Instagram, actually. If you are a person who, you know, uses Instagram or Facebook or any social media, really, I promise you, you have come across a post that has a quote, something to the effect of self-care is not selfish. We've all seen it. We've seen it a million times. And we all sort of nod along and we double tap and we like it, or maybe we comment and we're like, yes, exactly. It's not selfish. And that's great, except I want to ask you, those of you who are listening, to be really honest, and I want to know how this goes down in your actual life. So let's maybe give a scenario. Let's say that you've had just a crazy day, like really crazy day. Your cup is empty. You have poured it all into the tasks that you had to get done that day. It is now, we'll say 4:45, and you have the choice. You're creeped up on the end of the day. You have the choice. Are you going to stop where you're at right now and go immediately to get your kids, move into that aspect of your day, whatever, and roll along with the day with the requirements that are, you know, on your plate? Or are you going to stop for 20 minutes because you need it? And are you going to practice some self-care in that 20 minutes? Be honest. What would you actually pick?
Right?
I know.
Well, and I think of it too when it comes to you get a request from a friend or a coworker or a family member to, let's go with something, like to make a side dish for a get together, and you really don't want to go. You have a million other things on your plate, so much stuff to do. You haven't been able to work out or read a book or breathe. Do you say no?
I mean, let's be honest.
Right? And if you do say no, you're going to feel guilty, right?
Yeah. Yes. And the thing is, like, it is one thing for us to see those things on social media and agree with them and sort of in a conceptual way say, yeah, definitely, this isn't selfish. And even like if it was a good friend of ours who was in that same situation, to be like, no, you need time, you need to rest, you need to recharge. But do we actually do it? And do we feel the same way about ourselves?
Right.
If we're being honest.
Right. It boils down to when someone else's wants and needs come up compared to your own wants and needs, which one do you prioritize?
Mm-hmm. And why? Exactly. Right?
And I really want to talk about why it's important to reframe how you look at this, because your mind is going to have all kinds of thoughts. If you put your own needs ahead of someone else's wants, you are selfish. You are lazy. You are a bad mom or dad. You're dropping the ball. You're whatever kind of negative commentary, right? So let's just debunk that all.
Right. I think an interesting place to start with this is to go back to the reason why you're in that situation in the first place. Why are you the person who your kids rely on for stuff? Why are you the person who your spouse relies on for stuff? Why are you the person who your job goes to get important projects done? Why are you the person that your friends rely on you for help or support in some way? Think about that. You're that person. That means you are an incredibly important person in this whole web of responsibility. You're essentially the one holding it all together at that point.
You're the linchpin. You know, at Peak Mind, we like to phrase it as you're the asset. Mm-hmm. You're the critical center of so many different worlds. And what would happen if you didn't value your asset? If you didn't take care of an asset, right? Like by definition, an asset is something that's valuable. It brings value. And think about how many different circles and worlds you bring value to. Are you treating yourself like the asset that you are?
And even that word, I love that word. The first time I ever read that word in this context was in the book Essentialism. They talk about how if you are the person who has a very big goal or a big responsibility or something important is riding on you, that means you are the asset and you need to protect the asset. Because if you fall, the goal doesn't happen. If you fall and you can't deliver, this other, you know, piece that may have gotten done won't get done. Mm-hmm. But you're, unfortunately for all of us, we're all just human. So we're an asset for sure, but we're also an asset that has humanly, bodily, mental needs and shortcomings and limitations. And it's the balance of those two things that we really want to hammer into your head during this episode to get you to start thinking about how stinking important you are because of everything that's riding on you.
Mm-hmm. It makes me think about, you know, technology in our life, right? Like, so immediately I thought about my computer. So much of my job hinges on my computer functioning properly. I had one, I don't know if you guys have ever had, I spilled a glass of wine on one, and you know, that like just stops your world, and it had to be addressed. Right? Or if you have a car that you rely on for transportation, what happens if you're not putting gas in the tank? If you're not doing regular maintenance, right? You rely on this car for every facet of your life. And if you don't take care of it, if you don't maintain it in the way it needs to be maintained, it's eventually going to stop working. You are no different. So as April's saying, you know, that's such a good point, that as a human being, We have these biological bodies. They're awesome. Our brains are amazing biological machines, and yet they require maintenance. They require certain things. And I think a lot of people have kind of got it twisted of, oh no, because so many people rely on me, I can't take the time, energy, space to do the things I need to do to maintain and protect myself. And that actually works against you, setting you up to, I don't want to say fail, but it's setting you up to not really be the way that you want to be and to show up the way that you want to do all of these things that you need to and have to do.
Well, because so many of us, this all comes from good places, right? We all want to show up for our kids in a particular way. We want to exceed people's expectations. We want to do a good job. But the reason why I love phrasing it as, you know, unfortunately, we're all just human and we have our own limitations and needs, is that we have an unrealistic expectation that somehow I should not do this quote unquote selfish thing and take care of myself, and still I should have an unlimited repository of cognitive ability and energy and patience and stamina and whatever in order to show up the way I want to. And those are so dichotomous that the thing that, if I could stamp something in your brain, in addition to you are an asset during this episode, it's that the fact that you need a break, the fact that you need a rest, the fact that you need to recharge is not because you are weak or deficient or bad or somehow not good at whatever thing that you're things you're trying to juggle. It means you're human and you're trying to do the best that you can. And so this is necessary, not selfish.
Exactly. I mean, think about, if you don't recharge your cell phone, it stops working, right? And our brains are not these infinite supplies of patience and happiness and things. I mean, think about if we go back to that, be brutally honest with yourself place we started, when you're maxed out, when you haven't taken the time to eat a meal, to drink water, to breathe, to rest, to do something enjoyable. By the way, that's a need, not a luxury. What happens? Are you your best? Are you thinking clearly? No, we get that cognitive load and we get distracted and forgetful. Are you making the best decisions? No, because we're fatigued. Are you interacting in a positive, effective way with your child who's having a meltdown? I guarantee not. So if we look at it, if you really take a pause, step back and look at it, it's really hard to argue with the concept that you have to do some things to protect yourself, to maintain yourself, to support your brain and your body, because those are going to be the biggest impact on how your days go, and not just your days, but everybody else who depends on you.
No. Agreed. Question. And I'll sympathize with people listening who, you know, you want to be there for your kids, and there isn't a ton. And I'm going to use kids because they tend to be that soft spot, right? They tend to be where we go, when we want to argue against stuff like this in our mind. So much about our culture focuses on quantity, the quantity of time that we spend with someone, and we neglect to think about the quality of the time that we're spending with them. So in my example, at the beginning of this episode, it's 4:45. You could pick up your kids, or you could spend 20 minutes reading the most ridiculous fiction, whatever your vice is, I'm not going to judge, novel. You're going to do that. How luxurious, how frivolous does that feel? But how much better? Let's say it's 20 minutes. How much better is the rest of your evening going to go if you give yourself that 20 minutes,
right?
It's markedly different. So the experience you have when your cup is completely empty compared to the experience you have when you take that little moment for yourself, it's fundamentally different for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And if you need another example, something that I love to tell people, because it just seems like ridiculous and outlandish, but I love talking about, and I'm gonna say something that seems not related, but I promise it is. I love talking about Michael Phelps in this situation. Mm-hmm. If you want to have a fun time, Google Michael Phelps competition day routine. Find there's a lot of them out there. There's a lot of versions of his routine. Find the most detailed one that you can. Michael Phelps is the most decorated Olympian athlete that we've ever known, like ever in the history of ever athletes. His competition day routine starts the day before, and it is insane. It is so detailed, down to how many eggs he's going to eat, down to which earbud he takes out first and when, down to what side of the platform he steps onto and when. I mean, it is like scripted to a T. And there's a reason for that, because this is the routine that sets him up so that he can show up as the asset that he is and perform at the level he wants to perform at. So here's the question I have for you. If Michael Phelps can't do it without the support of his, call it a self-care routine, because it is, if he can't show up and perform at the level he wants to without doing it, what makes you think you can? Like, this dude's the best athlete we've ever known, and he can't do it without doing that. You're an asset too, and you need the same stuff that he does.
Exactly. I love that. It just puts it in routine, or in, not in routine, puts the routine in perspective.
Yes. Right?
If we've got this world-class athlete saying, I must do these things to protect my asset, we need to look at ourselves that way. Maybe, I mean, none of us are Olympic athletes, I assume. And yet.
You're the Michael Phelps to your own life, though.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So you're the asset. And we've got to start to change that narrative in our minds that goes against, it's not okay to say no. You can't put yourself first. That's selfish. It's not. It's really not selfish. I mean, you can even frame it as, I must do this in order to take care of everybody else effectively. So really, you're doing those things for the good of others. And that's important to really think about, how taking care of yourself does impact everybody.
Absolutely.
And line up with what's important to you as a mom or a spouse or a team member or a leader, whatever it is.
Absolutely. So this week, in this sort of quicker but very to the point episode, we wanted to drill into your mind the importance of recognizing yourself as the asset that you are in your life. People would not be coming to you with these requests if you weren't that person. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about, in weeks to come, additional supplemental things that we've kind of touched on a little bit here. We're going to talk about the self-care pyramid. Self-care is way more than manicures and bubble baths. And man, do we have an opinion on that. So we're going to dive into that. So just know that that episode is coming up, and we've got that information for you. We're also going to be diving into something that Ashley just brushed the surface of just now, and that is boundaries. What are they? Why are they so important? And more importantly than all of that, how do we set them without, you know, hurting relationships around us and feeling terrible about it? So we've got some amazing episodes coming up this month of things that we wanted to drill into that we know are really important, that are repeatedly coming up from folks that we've been working with.
Time and time again.
Yeah, absolutely. So this week, really, as much as you can, I want you to be watching for ways that you are the asset in your life. Who are you showing up for? What requests are they making of you? What things are responsibilities on your plate? Pay attention to it all. Mm-hmm. And take just a second to like celebrate the important role that you're playing in all these people's lives and in all of these different arenas that you're operating. You are such an asset to everybody around you, and you need to treat yourself accordingly. And we want to be able to provide you in these episodes coming up with the support you need to show up as that asset. I'm going to pause and make sure that there is nothing else, Ashley, that you want to say, because I just went on a little tirade there.
Great place to wrap this one up. I want to go into all of those topics, but another day.
I know. I love it. Okay. Amazing. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us for this episode this week. We want you to know how much we absolutely adore and care about each and every one of you. Something that came up during I mentioned our workshops in the COVID quarantine time period, is that Ashley and I really had some time to sit down and reflect and think about the core of what you need in order to build psychological strength, the core skill sets, tools, techniques, all of it, and how we would deliver it to someone so that they can be most effective in building it and really supporting the asset that they are. So as we close out this episode, I want you to hear just a little bit of information about a really stinking exciting thing.
Oh, you're gonna share?
Freaking out. I know.
I'm so excited. Can I, I'm gonna let the cat out of the bag. So
yeah, do
we
it.
We are releasing our, I hate to call it a course because it's so much more than a digital course. It's really a guided experience. Called Ascend, and it is a powerhouse. It is jam-packed with education, hands-on exercises, new skills and techniques. Let's be honest, it's all well and good to say, yeah, yeah, I'm an asset, but how do you really put that into practice? And what tools do you need? What skills do you need to protect that asset? We're going to give them to you. And so we are so excited to release the Ascend program.
Yay. So as we close out this episode, you'll hear a little bit of information about that, including where you can actually go to get more info. I'll make sure I put that link at the bottom of your, or at the show notes page. And also if you're, you know, listening to this episode on your mobile device, you should be able to just scroll down in whatever podcast app you love to use. And the link will be right there. We hope you'll check it out. This is a beta program, PS, which means it is psycho cheap compared to what it's going to be. We're issuing it that way just because this is the first time we're going to be putting it out there. It's lifetime access. So if you at all are thinking that this is something you might be interested in, I would not wait, because as soon as we start getting people through this program, we're going to start moving the price a bit. So if you're interested, now is the time. Thanks you guys so much for joining us this week. Excited to see you next week for some more very core fundamental topics.
Tell me if this sounds like you. I'll finally be happy. I'll finally take a breath. I'll finally find some balance when I get through this crazy season of life. We hear that from so many people, and the fact is, many times, life is just a crazy season. All of it. Between your career, your family, your community obligations, attempting to have a social life, and trying to fit in self-care, whatever that is, we end up feeling stretched so thin. Now I want to challenge you to think about things differently. Rather than focusing on external circumstances and their impact on your happiness, your sense of ease and balance, and your mental well-being, what if instead you focused on something you can actually control? What if you built the psychological strength that would allow you to thrive through life when things are going well and even when they're not? What if you could feel less scattered, more in control, less anxious, more peaceful and joyful? We want that for you too. That's why we are so beyond excited to announce the beta release of our signature psych strength building program, Ascend. This program combines evidence-based tools, techniques, and information from the fields of psychology and life design to focus on three important modules: you, your mind, and your life. Learn your unique combination of strengths, values, and identity, and the ways in which they interact and lead you to approach life in your unique way. Dig into your mind to understand the conscious and subconscious processes that act as a lens through which you experience life. And finally, harness the power of life design to begin to steer your life into alignment with who you uniquely are. Enrollment in this beta round of Ascend is open now, and because it's our beta round, the price is astonishingly low. So if you have ever had even a suspicion that you could benefit from building psychological strength through a guided, science-backed experience, now is the time. Visit www.peakmindpsychology.com/ascend for more information and to join us. Friends, it is time to build psychological strength. It's time to live by design and not by default. It is time to live like your life depends on it, because it does. Join us in Ascend by visiting www.peakmindpsychology.com/ascend. That's www.peakmindpsychology.com/ascend.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.